أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم جعلكم أزواجا وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه وما يعمر من معمر ولا ينقص من عمره إلا في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about absolute honor, izzat, all is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our responsibility and duty to speak the good word, the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah, supplicate to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, remember Him, tilawat of the Quran. Those are deeds insofar as words are concerned, and also practice. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep us elevated. The ayat before that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about His qudrat, His power. And again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us, and He says, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you from dust, from the earth. The creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had taken place from dust and from earth. And like that, every other human, the sperm that we are created from is created from blood, and that blood comes from the food that we nourish, and the foods that has been nourishing our bodies, that food comes from the earth. So indirectly, indirectly, we are created from the earth, and then ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ, and then from a sperm, ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created for you spouses, pairs. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the qudrat of Allah, that from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala created our mother, Hazrat Hawa. And also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created these pairs, male and female. And Allah Rabbul Izzat placed sukoon in the hearts of man, in the hearts of woman. By creating these pairs, marriages take place, etc. All this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon man. وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَىٰ وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمٍ. Then Allah speaks about His knowledge, that no woman conceives any child, that fetus in the womb, no matter how small it may be, it is sometimes even undetected by the woman that has conceived. That on the first day she has conceived, she may not even know that she has conceived. A time may pass and she may not know. She comes to know by the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the change of her temperament, the change of her health, etc. But that knowledge already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِ. And no woman will give birth but by the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can never happen that a child is born and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know about it. Leave a woman giving birth to a child, will that will escape the knowledge of Allah. Even a leaf that falls from a tree does not escape the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all that is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now here, it is for you and I to realize, to understand this knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize this knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows everything. One very, very important aspect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the future. The future, what holds for us, that is not known. And that is why it is only intellectual then that we place our full trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as we carry on this journey of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about this journey of life. وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرُ. No person is given long age. وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ أُمُرِ. And no person's life is curtailed. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. Except that it is written in a book. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our life in general. Not one individual but man in general. They are those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given long life. And that persons that have been given long life, their life will not be extended the slightest bit, nor would their life be curtailed the slightest bit. Whatever has been ordained by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is how much a person will live in this world, not one second longer, not one breath longer, not one drop of water you will be able to take in excess of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for him, and nothing shorter than that also. So that is that kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is that lifespan that Allah has given. Thereafter Allah says, وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. And there are those whose lives have been curtailed, and that is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows how many moments a child will spend in this life, how many seconds a child will spend in this world. That is all known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the classical commentators, they say, وَمَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. That if you and I understand and realize that every day our lives are getting curtailed, leave every day, what is life? Life is made up of a number of breaths that we take. As we inhale and as we exhale, each one breath that we take, one breath of life has become shorter. And this is the actual reality of our life. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about this, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to remember this also. Also there is one aspect that quickly we'll discuss, is we find those ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that speak about a person that keeps family ties and he joins family ties and relationships, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in his sustenance and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in his life. Then the very simple explanation our ulama have given is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put barakah in that person's life. Whatever that person does in a very short while, others may not be able to accomplish in a long while. And some have said that that is the interpretation. Others have stated Allah will grant him children that are pious offspring. And even after he leaves this world, he will make dua for their father, or they will carry out deeds that will be of the nature in which there is isal thawab, and hence that will be as though the life of their deceased father is continuing, because the actions are continuing, the good deeds are being enlisted into his book of deeds. And then Allah says, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. That all this is very easy for Allah Rabbul Izzah. To create the human from a sperm, to create a partner, to give man life, a woman is born, a child is born, a woman conceives, all that in the knowledge of Allah, and all that is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a strain for Allah Rabbul Izzah. You and I should just consider that in our own professions, our own businesses, for us to keep an account of what is happening is a very great strain. We will have to bring accountants in, we will have to bring managers in. Allah ta'ala does not need all that. All that is very easy for Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.